The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Champions Racing for the Championship for 2016 from a NASCAR fan's view. Like it or not, this race isn't really about the winner. Well, that is unless the winner is one of the final four in this final race of the 2016 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. An interesting fact about this one is that it is really two races in one, or at least can be. If it turns out that one of the four still racing for the championship are racing each other for first place, that would be one race. If it turns out that the one winning isn't even still racing for the championship, well, then it becomes two races in one. The winner is the winner of the race, and the one of the four that finishes ahead of the other three still competing for the championship wins the Sprint Cup. Wow. That really sounds confusing, but it's really not. In an interesting and dramatic qualifying session, none of those still competing for the actual championship qualified in the top five. In fact, all of them are starting the race Sunday afternoon in 9th to 14th. Kyle Busch starting 9th, Carl Edwards in 10th, Joey Logano 13th, and Jimmy Johnson 14th. Of course, none of that means all that much when it comes down to the actual race, but it is interesting that the top four aren't really the top four qualifiers for the biggest race of the 2016 season. Kevin Harvick is sitting on the pole for the Ford EcoBoost 400. Not many thought he wouldn't be one of the final four, but he is not running for the Sprint Cup Championship. He isn't one of the final four. Things happened to upset his being one of the final four, but he has accepted that, and he is still showing he and his team have the stuff it takes to win, even though they aren't actually going for the championship trophy. Even though there are a few changes coming to Stewart Haas Racing next season, this fan thinks he will probably be contending for the championship again and could end up as champ again. Of the four contenders for the championship, it wouldn't bother this fan if any one of three of them wins, but there is one that really isn't one I hope wins. Every fan has their favorites, and favorites to root against, and this one is one I honestly don't root for. Not that he isn't talented, and not that he isn't capable. It's just that he has somehow managed to rub me the wrong way, and I just haven't been able to shake that negativity yet. Maybe someday that will happen. And who knows, he might even be one that I actually do root for to win one day. That hasn't happened yet, and especially not in this season-ending championship race. Carl Edwards is in search of his first Sprint Cup championship, and he actually has tied for one in the past. It's not like he lost it, because he did win it. It's just that he tied and lost the tiebreaker to Tony Stewart a few years back. It has taken him time to get back to this point, but he is ready to make it another try and win his first Sprint Cup championship. Since the Gibbs team's Toyotas have looked very good on mile-and-a-half tracks this season, there's a very good chance Carl could be the one celebrating winning the Cup championship for 2016 when this one is over. Carl will have to beat his teammate, Kyle Busch, to win his first, and it is this fan's opinion he won't make it easy. Kyle is going for his second championship in a row, and since he is one of the JGR teams also, his chances are the same as Carl's. Now, I'm not saying either one of them will win, but I am saying both of them do have an equal opportunity to win, and Kyle has looked very good this weekend, as well as during the chase to this point. I do look for him to be a factor at the very least, whether or not he is running to win the race, or just finishing ahead of the rest of the four contenders for the championship. Jimmy Johnson is on the verge of making NASCAR history once again. He could possibly be joining a very elite group that only two others have accomplished in NASCAR history. Those two are the King, Richard Petty, and the legendary Dale Earnhardt. And what those two have accomplished is winning seven championships. Jimmy is racing for his seventh, and he too could have a great chance in celebrating winning the championship when the race is done. With the competitive edge the Hendrick organization has regained, his chances are very good, but 400 miles and several pit stops leave plenty of room for something to go wrong and prevent that seventh from happening for him and the number 48 team. They'll have to be on top of their game, just like the other three do, if they hope to win the championship. As I said earlier, it is hard for this fan not to have a favorite, but this is one time when it comes down to hoping one wins for one reason and any of the others for different reasons. I'm not really picking one over the rest, but there has to be a point where a choice has to be made, and I will do that this weekend. If one does win over the rest of the four, I will be pulling for Jimmy Johnson to win his seventh. Admittedly, I have been a Hendrick Motorsports fan for a long time and will continue to be one for the foreseeable future. That doesn't mean I don't like the others. It just means I'm a fan of and impressed with the accomplishments of Hendrick Motorsports over the years. I have been a NASCAR fan for a long, long time, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. Okay, so that's my choice for the one I would like to see win, but I won't stop watching the race if he falls back or falls out of being competitive for the championship this Sunday. Just remember this. As the race pans out over the 400 miles on Sunday afternoon, none of the four contenders has to win the race. They can finish in 37th to 40th as long as one of them finishes ahead of the rest. The one that does will be the 2016 NASCAR Sprint Cup champ, and the others will just have to wait until next year to try again. Say, will I see you next time? Well, I guess we'll see. This is Russ at NASCAR Fans View for Just a Fan's View of NASCAR Racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.